Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
You know, I've seen it time and time again that small business owners get really excited when they want to sue someone because they want to get back at them. But what you have to understand is that when you sue someone, you actually lose. It's expensive and it takes a very long time. As they say, the wheels of justice actually do move very slowly. Well, there might be a better alternative. It's called mediation. Here to talk about that is Russ Brinson. He's a business and employment attorney and a mediator with Sedoma Law in Charlotte, North Carolina, which provides mediation, litigation, advocacy services to businesses. Russ, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. Nice to be here.
So a lot of small business owners may have different ideas about what the process of mediation actually looks like. Give us a rundown.
Sure. It's pretty much a facilitated negotiation to keep parties out of the courtroom. You have an impartial mediator who presides over the matter and has no authority to make any decision, but helps to get the points across and find the areas of weakness and the areas of strength for both sides and get both sides to understand each other's cases so that hopefully they can reach a resolution together.
So that case, it's non-binding mediation. Is there situations where you can find a mediator with your opponent and you must abide by their decision?
No, mediators do not make decisions. A mediator cannot make a decision. The final decision is made by the parties. In North Carolina, we have required mediation for Superior Court cases, but all that's required is that the parties show up, and the hope is that they reach a resolution. There are proven methods of trying to get them together. Mediation works generally 70 to 80% of the time.
Wow, that's pretty high. So if you're going to choose a mediator together, how do you do that, especially since you're really on the opposite side of the other person? So how does that really work?
Well, the best way to choose a mediator is to search mediator backgrounds. There are many mediators and many sites available to lay out the qualified mediators in your state and in your area. And what you want to look for is a mediator with experience pretty much on both sides of the type of case that is in dispute.
And how do you find, Russ, that people usually come to the fact, how do they usually come to agree on a mediator? Because sometimes someone wants someone that they feel like is going to favor them over the other person.
And that's kind of what both parties look for. So what you want to be as a mediator and what you want to look for generally is someone that you can trust and both sides trust. Because it does take both sides to agree for the mediator to preside over their matter. And you're looking for someone that has gained the trust through their reputation and through their experience that both parties feel comfortable with.
And so I've been involved, unfortunately, in my share of litigation and mediation cases. A lot of times you don't start out using a mediator, but then somewhere in the legal process you do. How does that transition usually work, and when does it work, and when doesn't it work?
Well, a lot of times what we've seen recently is now that mediation has become more popular, the parties have been coming to mediation first before litigation just because it's so much more cost efficient. And there are other times when a lawsuit's filed and then the parties are required to come to mediation, at least in the North Carolina cases. In other cases, once you get into the weeds, you decide and understand that there may be some common ground here and there's some weaknesses on both sides. So the parties can decide to go to mediation and select a mediator. It's just so much more cost effective that once parties realize the weight of litigation and the expenses, they are always looking for alternatives, and mediation is the best alternative we have.
And I guess also you've got to use an attorney that is open to mediation, because I've been involved in some cases where the attorney doesn't want to use mediation because they're not going to make as much money on the case.
Unfortunately, that's true. And that happens. And they're usually doing their client a disservice.
Agreed.
In those cases. And that can lead to much more costs for the client. That's kind of like picking a mediator. It's the same way you need to pick your lawyer.
Exactly. So what can I expect?
You need to understand that you're...
It's an important decision. Russ, what can I expect from mediation? What does the process really look like?
It starts out in an opening session where the parties get to talk. Usually the plaintiff goes first and talks to the mediator to describe their case. And a lot of times before the mediation, they've already sent documents or submissions to help the mediator understand the case. They basically just say their piece and their case briefly, and then the defendant gets the opportunity to talk to the mediator and give the strengths of their case. Once that happens, the mediator, almost in all cases, separates the parties and will go into the room, usually starting with the plaintiff, and just discuss their case, what they're looking for, what the resolution they are seeking is, and then take that information and go. The mediator will then go into the other room with the other party and do the same thing.
Russ, that's all the time we have. If you want to learn more about the mediation process, you can go to www.sodomalaw.com, SODOMALaw.com. Russ, thanks so much for being on the show.
No problem. Thank you.
His AM 560 The Answer will be right back.